بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: كلمتان خفيفتان على اللسان، ثقيلتان في الميزان، حبيبتان إلى الرحمن: سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم. متفق عليه. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that there are two words which are very light on the tongue, meaning they are very easy to utter, very easy to say, very easy to read these words. Yet they are very heavy on the scales. Our a'mal will be weighed on the day of Qiyamah. وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Ulama have gone into details exactly what will be weighed, but the deeds that we do in this world, they will be given a form, a shape, a size, and they will be placed on the scales, and either a person's good deeds become heavy and bad deeds become light. That's a sign of his success. فَمَنْ ثَقُولَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. And if a person's bad deeds are heavy and his good deeds are light, then that's a sign that he has failed. Allah Ta'ala protect us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is talking about the fadilat, the blessings of dhikrullah, and especially these two words, subhanallah wa bihamdihi subhanallah al-azim, because he has mentioned they are very light on the tongue. So easy to say, subhanallah wa bihamdihi subhanallah al-azim. And it is heavy on the scales, habibatani ila ar-rahman. They are most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala loves these two words. Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi, the famous muhaddith, ended off his very great book, Sahih al-Bukhari, with this hadith. So it is important for us to make this dhikr, subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim. It is the last 2-3 days of Ramadan left. At least let's take this important dhikr. We have heard many other adhkar, la ilaha illallah, we explain the virtue of it. And as we are walking, we are traveling in the car, it will cost us absolutely nothing to say, subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim. It is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whoever reads 100 times, subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah wa bihamdihi, 100 times, then his sins will fall off his body. Oh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will wipe out his sins, even though they may be equivalent to the foams of the sea. وَإِنْ كَانَتْ مِثْلَ زَبَدِ الْبَحْرِ. Even though he has committed so many sins that is equivalent to the foams of the seas in the world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will wipe out the person's minor sins just by him saying subhanallah wa bihamdi 100 times a day. Another hadith says that a person who reads subhanallah wa bihamdihi on the day of 100 times in the morning, on the day of Qiyamah, no person will come with anything better than what he has brought before Allah Ta'ala. Except the person who has done the same, or zada, or he has increased. In other words, he read more than 100 times. So at least 100 times, subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah wa bihamdihi, on the day of Qiyamah you have brought, nobody else will bring. Lam ya'ti ahadun. Nobody will bring to before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala another dhikr greater than what he has brought. Somebody asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ayyul kalami afdal? Which words are the most blessed in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, mastafallahu li malaikatihi. Those words that Allah chose for his angels, what is it? Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. At least one time you should say it now, subhanallahi وَبِحَمْدِهِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ. So Rasulullah has mentioned another hadith, whoever says سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ وَبِحَمْدِهِ, this word, sometimes سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَبِحَمْدِهِ سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ or سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ الْعَظِيمِ وَبِحَمْدِهِ, these different narrations have been mentioned, but the meaning is same. What is the meaning? سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ simply means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is absolutely pure. Allah is free from any type of weaknesses, blemish. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got no defects. Allah has got no faults. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is absolutely pure and perfect. So we are glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By saying glory be to Allah does not give the real meaning at all. It doesn't go close to the meaning of what subhanallah actually means. And we are saying it with Allah's praise. So we are saying Allah is free. We are saying Allah is munazzah. Allah is free from any type of naqais, any type of defects and faults and shortcoming deficiencies. And we are praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The moment you say these words, one tree is planted for you in paradise. غُرِسَتْ لَهُ نَخْلَةٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ One tree is planted for you in paradise. Sayyidina Juwayriya radiallahu ta'ala anha, the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one day after Fajr Salat, she sat on her musalla and she continued making different types of adhkar and du'as. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw her after Fajr and he had to go out somewhere. A few hours later when he returned, he sees her still on the musalla. So he asked her, have you still remained on your musalla since I left you this morning? She said, yes. She was busy doing the same, whatever the adhkar she knew she was reading. He said, I said 4 words 3 times after you. And those 4 words that I recited 3 times, if it has to be weighed with all what you read, لَوَزَنَتْهُنَّ It will outweigh what you have read. And what was the word? Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. We can read it. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. Adada khalqihi. Waridha nafsihi. Wazinata arshihi. Wamidada kalimatihi. And these adhkar we have mentioned is there in the books. And also there's a CD available. What does it mean? Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. We are praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With the explanation I gave. How many times? عَدَدَ خَلْقِهِ That amount of times, which is equivalent to all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many billions of creation Allah ta'ala created? So, we just said it once. So, Ya Allah, we glorifying and praising you, that amount of times of the creation that you have created. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. عَدَدَ خَلْقِهِ Then, وَرِضَى نَفْسِهِ And that amount of times that you have become pleased. How many times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has become pleased? وَزِنَةَ عَرْشِهِ And equivalent to the weight of your arsh. 8 angels are carrying the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how heavy and mighty the arsh is. See Allah, we are praising you so much that's equivalent to the weight of your arsh. And Ya Allah, all the ink that was ever used in praising you and will be used in praising you. People have written books and written in praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the time Allah ta'ala created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, right to the last ummati. So all the ink that is used, Ya Allah, that amount of times we are now glorifying and praising you. So these are important tasbihat which that we should be reading. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallahil azim. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in Mi'raj, Nabi Kareem met Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam during Mi'raj. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam conveyed his salam to you and I. He said, convey my salam to your ummah. And tell them that Jannat is a barren land. The sand is extremely soft. The water is very sweet. And the plantation will be the tasbihat that they make. Each time you see one subhanallah, one tree is planted for you in Jannah. Then a person reads subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, which we know as the third kalima. Then he's the sins, the minor sins of his body, fall off from his body, just like how a tree sheds off leaves. There are so many other virtues mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Afdalul kalam arba'u. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wa fi riwayatin ahabbul kalam. So the most virtues of speeches, or the most virtues of words and adhkar, or the most beloved words are Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. And he has mentioned that whoever sees Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, is more dear to me, more beloved to me, than anything upon which the sun has shone. So these are all valuable, valuable adhkar. We look for some special wazifa. There is it here. This is the riwayat of Imam Bukhari, Imam Muslim, narrated by Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, kalimatani khafifatani ala lisan. These two words are light on the tongue, thaqilatani fil mizan, heavy on the scales, habibatani ila rahman, most beloved to Allah. So we should recite subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim. Make it part of our ma'mool. Every single day we should try and read. We can't read 100 times, even if we read 10 times also. Allah Ta'ala is so kind. Allah will give us abundant blessings, inshallah. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah.